Sydney FC, their women's side in the A-League W, can wrap up yet another Premier's plate. It would be their fourth in a row, in fact. They're just going to beat Canberra United this afternoon. That match is 4 p.m. in Canberra, and great to have their coach, Ante Juric, joining us. Ante, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, gents. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on again, and a 3-0 win against Adelaide on Sunday afternoon. So, obviously, with a short turnaround, why are you confident the girls won't be a bit flat heading into this match this afternoon?
Oh, we've got a lot to play for, as you know, as you mentioned. So, definitely confident that we can still play well, even though it was a turnaround. We didn't really train during the week, but we're in Canberra now. It's nice and cold. I'm actually from Canberra, so I'm used to this. It's cold, but it's a perfect day in Canberra.
What's impressed you most about your squad this season, Ante?
I don't know if you know, Clarky, but we lost 10 players from last year's championship team. We've went to Uzbekistan at the start of the year. We lost about 5 key players through injuries. So to get through this and to be where we are is pretty remarkable, to be honest, and I'm super proud. So, but we're taking nothing for granted, but that's what I'm most proud of. It's been a tough road.
The top six separated by just 6 points, I say, Ante. So, you know, describe the standard of the comp this year all round, as it's pretty close.
Yeah, all the teams have improved. So, you know, a couple of foreigners here or there have come in. All the clubs have invested a lot more since the World Cup. You know, clubs have taken it serious in the women's game a little bit. I think with all sports have done that in the women's game. So, yeah, that's why it's gone a lot closer, and that's probably why the league's a little bit tougher and everyone's close on the ladder.
Yeah, you mentioned the World Cup and how well the Matildas played, and they would have inspired a lot of young girls to obviously take up the sport. But have you noticed just in the group itself a determination and a willingness of the girls, starting to be aspirational and want to be a part of the Matildas, and therefore they've worked harder on their game?
Yeah, enormously. And we're a kind of club that, you know, has some of these young players get into the Matildas. You know, I don't know if you know, but we've got Vine, who was a star at the World Cup, and she's with us. Yep. Starters, made the national team. Yeah, so in terms of our team, obviously a lot of the girls want to make those teams, especially when you've got a Vine and a Jada who are in our current setup. But, you know, we're quite a young team, so these girls are definitely looking at future World Cups, future Olympics and future representation. So, yeah, from our point of view, superb, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that with the young team. How do you control the nerves for today? Not only you want the 3 points, but the opportunity for minor premiership. Do you feel or have you felt there's a few nerves around leading up to today?
No, I haven't, but you never know with youngsters, especially the new ones. We've been young for a while and we've won 3 in a row, so a lot of experience, even though they're young. However, the new players potentially who haven't won things might be nervous. I haven't seen it, but obviously inside they might be a little bit. But we've got a core group that have won a lot, and even though they're young and only 21 and 22, they've been there and done that. So I think they've relaxed the others. But, yeah, they might be nervous. You know, players usually are inside, but they don't show it.
So you haven't won at McKellar Park there since 2020. So what are you expecting from Canberra today?
Oh, they're going to be tough. They always, you know, as you guys know, when you're playing against the best team or a team that's been successful, they play their World Cup, and this will be no different for Canberra. They've got 2 games left, nothing to lose. But, yeah, we're ready, and like I said, we're really in a good zone. So, you know, regardless of that stat, I didn't even know about that stat. I'm not real fussed. It's not that long, 2 years, is it? I don't think we've played you 1 year. But anyway, we'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
Well, it'd be some achievement for the club to make it 4 straight Premier's plates. And hopefully you can do it, Ante, and go well for the rest of the season, heading towards the finals, of course, as well.
No worries. Thanks so much.